Hey, welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We had an interesting, well, lots of interesting conversations with clients, okay? And I want you to start this segment. You know, you were talking to some clients about what's happening and in the markets right now and how they're feeling and so on. Share us with that. Let's get our segment going with that in mind.
Well, I think that, you know, the conversations become... I don't know. Sometimes they can be a little bit manic right now, right? Because there's so much going on. There's so many things happening in the world, and you can get overwhelmed by what's happening on the media and what's happening on your statement, and you know, what does that all mean, and inflation and all that kind of stuff. And I think that it is talking about a point in time. So the conversations that we're always having. With clients is what is happening right now, what are the events right now, and how are they affecting me? And it's not, because we're talking with clients about the next 30 years of their life, not what's happening this week, tomorrow, or events next year.
Yeah, and you and I were both talking about that emotional reaction to the headlines, right? In the context of strategy versus tactics, and both of us had interesting conversations, different people, different families, but they were business owners,
right?
Effectively, or sort of C-suite, high-level people. I think, and I don't want to speak for you, but my conversation sounded a lot like yours, I think, and there are a lot of similarities. And in the conversation I was having with this person, certainly lots of concern, emotional concern about what's happening, right? Markets go down, then they go up, and what's going on and so forth. And I tried to have the conversation with this person in the context of the business that they were in, right? And, you know, when I had that conversation, I said, great, you're in XYZ business, okay? And in that business, I'm assuming through the period of time you owned it, there were times where it got challenging. And you know, he in this case shared some examples of times it got challenging. And I asked the question, I said, okay, so you had a business, you had a strategy for that business, which was long term, and you go through a bad time, okay? Did you sell the business and you move into an entirely different business? And it kind of I got a funny look, right? It was, what are you talking about? No, right? And I said, well, how come? Well, because we know what we're doing, we can weather through it, we had to make some changes, and we talked about, okay, so when you went through a tough time, what did you do? We made some tactical changes, like, well, we had to reduce staff at some times, right? Hard to do that, but cut costs and expense control, adjust pricing. There's all these different things that they did. I said, oh, okay. And I said, what happened? You weathered that cycle? Yeah. And it came out of it? Yeah. And then what happened to the business? Well, we rehired people, we grew, and we kept going, right? And they were very successful. They had a very successful business. I said, so that's exactly what we're doing here, right? From an investment management perspective, we have a business and we have a strategy. And that strategy is about your retirement. And that retirement is 30 years, right? We've got a strategy built for 30 years. And we're going through a difficult economic environment right now. So what should we be doing? Well, you know, tactical stuff, right? In our word, that in our world, that means, yeah, we adjust asset classes and exposures and so on. Yep, that's what we do. And then what do you think happens? Well, the cycle ends, boom, and that's right. It's the same thing, right? And your conversation, I believe, was largely similar to that. Different businesses, obviously.
Yeah. We talk about this a lot, the behavioral science behind this, which is fascinating.
Right.
And taking the emotion out of that.
Right.
Because the emotion during one period of time, if there is not a vision of a long-term strategy, is sell everything or do something drastic to take advantage of 100% into one area that may get us through this.
Right.
But then what?
Right. Yeah. Now, to your point and to my point, just to put it in terms of, in language that people understand, in investment management, the most extreme example is you've got a strategy in place, and then we respond emotionally to the headlines or whatever's happening, go all cash, or go all oil, right? Because oil is going up, or go all whatever, pick your all whatever it is, right? And I'm not saying that's not a correct strategy if that's what you're doing. Like if you're in the big bet business and so on and so forth, I would argue strongly against that for retirement practice, right? In a retirement portfolio, because you can't afford to recover if that bet is wrong, okay? So speaking specifically to the needs of the kind of people that we deal with, right? It's important to keep into context the strategy. And the strategy has to deal with the timeline, the goals and objectives, right? The risk factors that a family or an individual has, the income requirements that they want, the kinds of things they want to do in their lifestyle, and then just tactically adjust. So remember, strategy is not a point in time, and this is what we were talking about. People get caught up in that point in time and that headline, and they lose track of the long term.
Well, I like the analogy back to the business owner too, and thinking about that, because even as a business, you would look to divest or look for other avenues for revenue, right? To not be a one-trick pony.
Sure.
Same thing with pillars and and strategy, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I like the two. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, and you and I both know that. Listen, it can be very unnerving when markets are moving around, and they can be very sharp movements and volatility. I get that, and people are entitled to experience the emotion of that. That's fine. I think that there has to be moments, and business owners, I think, are probably more uniquely equipped to think through those scenarios to try to dampen the emotional impact if they think about it in the context of their business, right? Now, I also understand that it isn't your business, and you know, you might have felt more in control in your business because you know how much it costs to turn the lights on and do the various things.
Right.
You're an expert in that area, and maybe you're not. So I understand that. But the context of that decision making and the context of staying focused on the big picture, I think is just so important for people not to get trapped into making bad, emotional, irrational, outsized bets and decisions that can ultimately have an impact, a really dire impact that they can't recover from.
Right? And that ownership bias can have a factor in that too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's right. And that emotional bias, there's all kinds of things. In fact, we're going to host a community session in September, and we're going to bring in a behavioral finance speaker to talk about how emotions can drive our decision-making and the impacts it can have. Because I think that it is so, so important that people try to dial that back. Again, you can feel it,
right?
But you need to dial it back into a way that it will not affect the long-term strategy that you've got in place for whatever that is. If it's your business, if it's your investments, if it's your kids or whatever,
We're all going through it.
We're all going through it. Everybody goes through it, that's right. Yeah. Okay, listen, we've got to try to put that in English and translate it into a set of steps and activities and, you know, things that people can actually put in place to enjoy their retirement. And as every month we do, we're gonna host a seminar and talk a little bit about the framework, right? Some of the challenges, the frameworks, the strategies you can put in place to protect yourself.
You can join us on our next seminar Tuesday, August 16th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, I think you know, we got to wrap this show up, but I'm pretty pleased. There's a lot of moving parts to retirement, right?
Right.
And each of them require specialization. Each of them require some thought, some planning. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming, right? But if you want to talk about estates, taxes, investments, the family dynamics, all of those things really shape a person's quality of retirement, in my opinion, right?
And better to do it with a group and not alone.
Yeah, well, I don't know that anybody has all of the skill sets, and it would include us in that, right? We need people like the Catherine Zhangs of the world to help us with the estate. We need the Ken Lins of the world to help us through the tax component of it, right? So there is a team of people that you need, but it can be done. And listen, it's a series of steps, and that's what we hope to bring to you in the show, and we hope to bring to you in our seminars. And so to that extent, I hope we've accomplished it for you this week, but we want to thank you for tuning into another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Rob and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.